Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 9:35. It's the Show Me Family Zone Master Plan. It's a multi-building project that will house the region's first all-male early childhood center. Cortega Collins is the founder of the Foundation for Strengthening Families, and she joins us in studio now. Thanks so much for coming in, and we're so glad to have you. I am so interested to learn more about the master plan.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor to be here. Thank you so much.
Let's talk about the foundation, first of all, the Foundation for Strengthening Families. This is something that you created. Tell us what it is and why you thought that it needed to exist.
Sure. Thank you. I founded the Foundation for Strengthening Families in 2014 after working in early childhood education in the West End community. And so when I started my early childhood center, it was to provide a holistic approach to early childhood. And at that time, I thought that it was just providing care for children. But as I began to navigate that space, I realized that I could not service children without serving their families. Mm-hmm. And I could create the best early childhood program. But if I sent children home to toxic environments, it would minimize the impact of what we were doing. So that's how the Foundation for Strengthening Families was started.
Cortega, where will the Show Me Family Zone be located?
The Show Me Family Zone first phase will start at Page and Hodemont and extend east to Page and Hamilton. It'll also include some properties on Amherst, south to Julian.
And so what is there right now? You said you told us before we went on the air that something's already opened in the space.
Yes. So we're very excited about our first project, which is a early childhood education facility located at 1297 Amherst. And we were very excited with a $3.2 million project. It's a 7,000 square foot early childhood, nationally accredited early childhood education center. We partner with the Urban League and Youth in Need to provide Head Start and early Head Start services, and all that encompasses. So we're very excited.
Why? I remember early on in my career as a journalist that, and for some, there's still a debate about early childhood. The debate is really about funding early childhood. Why is early childhood education so critical for some?
Early childhood education is critical because of the outcomes and the results that they get. Because we have found that in order to address some of the problems later on, if we attack them head on in the early childhood years, we could prevent or minimize some of those. So an investment in early childhood education is an investment in the community. It's an investment in less crime. It's an investment in fewer social services. It's an investment in the future. And so it's critical that we continue to have more public and private investment during those crucial early years.
You know, you hear the word daycare, and we have for years. Mm-hmm. Daycare programs, kids, daycare. Guess what? People work in the evening also. And so there is a need for evening care, isn't there?
Yes, definitely, especially in the area that we serve. We have parents that work non-traditional hours. We have people that work at Walmart. We have firefighters, police officers, people who work in the medical industry who don't work a 9-to-5. And their children need and deserve quality, stable, structured care as well. A safe environment to put their children. And so the Show Me Family Zone will include that as well, space for care for children during non-traditional hours, because everybody doesn't work 9-to-5.
I recall when then President Obama launched Save Our Sons and the pushback that he got, and that those who focus on all male education, there's pushback because some would say, what about the girls? So tell us why you think the region's first all-male early childhood center is necessary, and what you would say to those who would offer that pushback.
Yeah. So that was another program that's very dear to my heart, the Good Shepherd Academy for Boys. It's needed because in a traditional early childhood setting, the unique needs of boys, both physical and social, emotional, are often neglected or sometimes punished. And boys develop differently. We've all known for years that boys and girls are different. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. So we need to have a system in place that allows boys to thrive in their natural with their natural behavior, their natural temperament, and to be able to support and support and enhance their natural inclination. Mm-hmm. And so also because I think it's 18.3% of boys without a disability are likely to be suspended. And if there is a disability, that statistic jumps up to like 26.3%. And 85% of all crime is committed by males. So there are some unique nuances. Yeah. Yeah. For boys that need to be addressed in the early childhood centers. So I am a big proponent of some of the programs that we have, Boys and Girls Club, and some of the other programs. But if we attacked those needs, address those needs early in life, there will be less of a need later on if we get them early, right? What's the saying? It's easier to build strong boys than repair broken men. Mm-hmm. And so that's the goal of the Good Shepherd Academy for Boys, to build strong boys, because eventually boys will lead families. They'll be fathers. They'll be husbands. They'll have to lead families. And so we need them to be strong. In order to do that, we need to address their social emotional needs. We need to address their physical needs. So I understand that because it's new, people don't understand, you know, the potential outcomes. But some of the things that we've been doing haven't been working. So right. It's time for us to do something different. Absolutely.
Yeah. As a mother of sons, Tom is the father of daughters. These are both unique parenting positions that we have as a mother of sons. I'm totally pro-boy. My sons needed something different. Thank goodness they got something different, but they definitely needed it. How are you? How will the Show Me Family Zone Master Plan be paid for? You've already got some things underway, of course.
Yeah, for sure. So we have there are some federal grants, some state grants that we'll utilize. Also, we'll do some bank financing, also donations, you know, just like with any other nonprofit. You know what I mean? We are relying on the generosity and the philanthropy of other corporate, personal, and different sponsors.
And Carol, you know how I feel about sports. Not only is it a great outlet for youth, but it's also a great way to learn about yourself and learn about team building. Are there opportunities for sports and recreation?
Definitely. Because especially with the technology information age, as you can see in schools, recess and lunch breaks are they're minimized now. And so I think a lot of the children who are diagnosed with ADHD, ADD, they really just need a space to be able to exert energy. Mm-hmm. And so that's where recreation comes in. And so we're very happy to be able to provide recreation space as well. And then also all of our early childhood initiatives will include natural playgrounds, because there's so much research around the benefits of being able to play in a natural space as opposed to, you know, a structured, you know, if there's a sliding board, there's all you can do is slide down the slide board. If there are swings, all you can do is swing. But in a natural playground, it opens up your imagination, your creativity.
I may not look like it now, but I was a tomboy.
I believe it. You know, I told you, I've been telling you forever, you know. You know sports. You always tell me you can't talk sports to me, and
I do say that. It is so great to have you in studio, the founder of the Foundation for Strengthening Families and the Show Me Family Zone Master Plan. What's the next step before we let you go, Cortega?
So the first project that we're doing is an adult daycare center. So the early childhood center is open. So next is the adult daycare center. So we want to be able to provide respite care and, you know, some relief for families who are, you know, extended families, those who are taking care of their elderly family, and also some of their younger family who may have different cognitive needs. So that will be the next phase. And then after that, it'll be the Good Shepherd Academy for Boys and the before and after care program, and then on and on. So this is a multi-phased project that will take, it won't be Rome wasn't built in a day. So
neither was St. Louis.
Right.
Yes. Cortega Collins, thank you so much. And we will have this on our website so people can get more information and how to get involved and how to support you and what you're doing.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
To strengthen families in our region. Cortega Collins is the founder of the Foundation for Strengthening Families with us right here on Total Information AM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.